David, thank you very much. Yeah, give him some love. Thank you, David, for sharing that with us. And Marianne and Brian, make the most of every day, and it'll see you through. Thanks. Great song. Great song. So my talk today is living a spiritual life. Ha, that's what we do. But before we do that, I'm going to ask you again to be prepared and to open up. Are you ready? Are you open to receive whatever gift you are going to receive today? Yes? Anybody not? Okay. Are you willing to set aside anything that you walked in with and just kind of put it next to you? And if you want to pick it up later, that's fine. But are you willing to just be open, available to all that is yet to be experienced in this time together? Yes? Good. Then I'm going to have Pam put back up on the board what we did last week. And the reason I'm doing that is because I say the word God a lot, and I know some people have a hard time with that. So if I say the word God and you're a little bit, you know, squirrely about it, just pick something else. Divine One, Beloved Source, Spirit of Life, Lover of my soul, Loving Source, Infinite Wisdom Within, okay? Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Yes. Because we don't want to get stuck any place along the path of life. Because when we get stuck, we don't get the gift. And the gift is always there for us. We just have to be open, ready, and receptive to it, okay? So we're talking this morning about living a spiritual life. And living a spiritual life is about allowing intimacy with the divine. It's about saying that there is a greater power, there is knowing that there is a creator, and this creator is all in love, is just love. It is only love. And all of life is created from this love. Now, we know this if we've been doing any studying of science of mind or changing our life or looking at there's something more greater than who I am. And since this force of divine love knows our heart and soul completely. Now just stop and imagine that for one moment, that this source of life knows who we are completely, is alive within us, is that power of love within us. And as I spoke last week and I talked about that, that part of us is the super consciousness within each one of us. It's part of us. And God, the Divine One, through me and through you, is the power of love in our life. So everybody breathe that in for a minute. It's alive in us. It's a living, absolute, breathing presence that is that I am, you are. Living a spiritual life, we learn how to offer our problems to this divine presence and get out of the way. I don't know about anybody else, but every once in a while when there's something that seems to have a hold of me, I kind of want to grist it up. Do you? Anybody else?
Yeah.
Maybe you know somebody too. No names. You see, when we get out of the way, it allows this divine presence room to manifest the greater good. Bonnie talked about it this morning. She said she made the statement, this is what I want, this is what I'd like. Tony said the same thing. This is the car, this is what it is. It means that we present that divine with our ideas of healing, of wholeness. And I want to read Florence Shovel Shin. That was a good name she had. Anyway, she says it so clearly to us this morning. And it's in The Game of Life and How to Play It, which I am loving very much. And she says, getting into the spiritual swing of things is no easy matter for the average person. The adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. Anyone ever get that surge from the subconscious? I love this. She says, they are the army of aliens, which must be put to flight. This explains why it is so often darkest before the dawn. Anybody feel that? When we get so twisted up in what's taking place in our life, it's like that dark shadow falls over us. And yet, she says, a big demonstration is usually preceded by tormenting thoughts. Having made a statement of high spiritual truth, our challenges that truth, one challenges the old beliefs in the subconscious, and error is exposed to be put out. Now listen to that. How often do we make a decision, have an idea of what it is we're desiring to express and experience in our life, and then all those ideas questioning, who do you think you are? Why do you want that? What right do you have? You see, living a spiritual life takes courage. It takes courage to develop trust, a trust and a faith in this creative force that is here to support us that wants only your good. Breathe into that. And yeah, the aliens of thinking that are going to come up, because that subconscious brings up the questions and the doubts and the fears. And we have to say, yeah, that's a part of me. It is not all of who I am. And so it takes courage. It takes courage in choosing happiness, in making the most of every day that David talked about. Making the most of every day, life takes faith. Faith in the power of love that is in partnership with our greater good. When we begin to understand that we are in partnership every day with this power of love, living a spiritual life doesn't mean that everything is smooth, far beyond that, or pain-free, or without fear. You can't know the beauty of life without first living in the darkness. You can't feel your power until you know your powerlessness. You can't appreciate peace until you've dwelt in chaos. There's a yin and a yang to all of life. And the thing that's so cool, when it seems to be the grist for the mill and that we want to argue with or question, why is this happening? We say, oh, the healing, the new idea, the greater truth is yet being revealed. It's being birthed. The ups and downs of our humanness leads us right back to this greater truth, to this greater love, because the love so leads us to a greater power that lives truly within each and every one of us. See, when we can understand that we are one with our own divine self, that super consciousness that is part of us, we're born with it, and taking leaps of faith are huge in discovering the power and the presence of God in us, as us. So we're wanting to know something greater within and surrounding each one of us. And when we remember that there's this super consciousness within us, we can stop and remember that the God of our being is greater than any challenge, any illness, any doubts we might be experiencing today or tomorrow. learning that we are each a valuable, valuable part of all. And the beloved one within us wants only our greater good. So when we can stop in this moment, right now, if you're having a challenge, if there's something for you that is needing clarity, let's just take a moment. And know that there's a part of us right now that is so valuable, that is so all-loving. It is the beloved one. Give whatever that is that might be challenging you to that powerful, loving presence. And breathe into it. Trust. Trust that when we recognize that there's something loving that is there for us, we learn to think differently. We learn to stop and say, no, that has no power over me, whatever it is that I'm struggling with. Instead, we turn life's events over to the divine, the super consciousness. Even if you're just beginning in this, I don't know about you, but this sounds really good, doesn't it? So this is one of the affirmations that I daily say to myself. Actually, it's on my mirror. There are a number of them. But this reminds me every time I'm in my bathroom to just remember who's in charge. And it says, thank you, beloved one. I trust Source. I now offer this journey fully to love. Offer your journey fully to love, because you see, what will love do with your journey? May everything that is already open, that is ready to open, open. May everything that is ready to leave, leave. I allow for the highest to occur. Simple. But when we can start our day with something like this, plastered on the wall, I've got a couple of them up. I need help. You see, there's this power that is there to always be ready to reach out, to trust, to have faith in, that is greater than what might be happening in your life. But when we can start our day this way, then whatever does take place during the day, we're remembering that this affirmation. See, taking leaps of faith, we build trust in our own inner wisdom, that there is that within us that knows the right solution, that finds the right home, the right car, the right place, the right job. Leaning into divine love helps me to fully embrace and trust human love. When we can really know that there's something greater loving us, then we're open and safe to allow people to love us. And then I can learn to live in gratitude, willing to let go of anything that keeps me from living my happiest life. Because things are going to pop up, aren't they? But when we can remember that there is such love living within you, within me, that wants our happiest life, then we're going to gladly give this other stuff, the aliens, up to it. Tools to living a spiritual life are prayer, meditation, classes. If you want to learn how to pray, our five-step prayer way, take Saturday, talk to Peter. Sign up on the side table. Prayer changes the one who learns how to pray. Not from beseeching, not from demanding, but from knowing that this power for good, this power of love, is ever present, ever available to say, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. So in quiet times, We learn to connect to this divine love, to feel its power, to feel its presence. And then when we connect to that love, it's easy to send that love to each other out beyond this room, to the hearts of the world. We send this energy for solutions, for healing. You see, that's how prayer works. First we connect to it, and then we're able to freely give it to everyone. The power of divine love and the power of prayer is mighty. Living a spiritual life is a joyful journey that we each have. And so here are some of the benefits. Can you see that? I should move this. Okay, Pam, you can put that up. There it is. Is that in your way? No. Can you all see that? Let's read it together. There is more power within me than I believed myself to have. Breathe that in. Wow. What are you going to do with that power today? Next one. I peacefully trust the perfect outcome. Take a breath in that one. Wherever in your life that you're wanting that perfect outcome to show up, see it happening. You don't have to know how. You just trust the divine to reveal it to you, the perfect outcome. See, because when we say the outcome must be such and such, we are limiting the beloved. We are limiting God. But when we say, I trust the perfect outcome, all things are possible. Next one. My daily life is more loving and joy-filled when I change the way I look at life. Life changes. So I'm going to invite you this next week as you go through life. When you start thinking the same old thoughts, just stop and say, oh, what if I change the way I'm looking at this? The next one, I live in unlimited possibilities. I love that one because it opens the door for every solution possible. Unlimited possibilities. The next one, God's love and giving is always now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Now. So then I have Ernest Holmes, our founder, who I love dearly, who we study, gives us tools. Ernest Holmes gives us tools and practices that assure our deeper connection with all that is, and helping us to change the way we think and the way we feel. And Ernest Holmes says, our destiny is in our own hands. When we rise to an elevated state of consciousness, seeing all things in their completeness, knowing that an all-wise power is behind all. When we know and accept that the all-wise power is behind and with all, we learn to relax and let go and let God do God's work. So I want to close today from one of my favorite books, Creative Mind, by Ernest Holmes. And this is what he says. What is the spirit anyway? We all answer, why, of course, it is God. Where is the spirit? It is present at all times and in all places. True spirituality must simply mean coming to realize the presence of the spirit. It must be coming to rely upon more than anything else. The one then who is the most spiritual is simply the one who relies the most That is all. The one who's the most spiritual is the one who relies on this power the most. No matter where we are, we must rely, we must trust, we must believe. We do not have to give up anything but negative thought and act. We do not want to do anything that contradicts the forward march of the unfoldment of spirit. So all that we think and all that we do be in line with that which is right. But who shall say what is or is not right? Remember this forever. Only your own soul shall know what is right and what is wrong. Ernest Holmes, every time I open it up, he reminds me to come back to the divine place within me and make the decision with that power what is right and what needs to be changed. Let's take that into prayer. So just knowing and accepting that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, God, the Beloved, Spirit, the Divine, there is only one. And this life is mighty and it is powerful and it is the life that lives within me. And it is the beloved place where God shows up, uniquely expressing as my very being. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure to know this same truth for each and every one here today. Knowing that the light and the love and the power and the grace and the glory of God that is so alive within you is mighty and powerful. It is the super consciousness. It is the place where everything says, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. I know and accept that where there's a need for healing, there is a mighty and powerful healing taking place. Where there is a need for that new job, for that answer to the prayer, it is already done, it is already known in the mind of God, and we trust that divine mind, we trust that power that works only for our good. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And I trust that divine mind. I trust that everything is working perfectly in my life, in your life, and in the life of our loved ones. And so I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are truly full of it. And we allow it to shine. We allow it to live greater, deeper, richer, truer than ever before. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with me on anything, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be.
Amen.